3, 2, 1. A common question these days, which has no good answer, is who's the number one media outlet? And when I hear statements about this or that media being number one, I have to ask, compared to what? Income, viewers, awards, property owned? For example, I often hear statements on Fox News about what their commentators like to call mainstream media, which are almost always media they disagree with. These are usually outlets such as the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, and CBS, among others. To hear Fox tell it, mainstream media have all sorts of power and influence, but that they, Fox, is number one, which means they have more viewers, with, we assume, more influence. The concern seems to be that mainstream media are distorting the news and thus deceiving the public. Fortunately, Harvard University has compiled dozens of pieces of data on hundreds of media outlets, including ownership, audience size, and financial history. So, who is number one, and what are mainstream media? Believe it or not, based on audience size, the number one media outlet in the United States is, of all things, Wikipedia, with nearly 2 billion users per month. Okay, maybe Wikipedia doesn't really count as a media outlet. In that case, then, the number one outlet, based on audience size, is Fox, with some 800 million viewers a month. And coming in a distant second is CNN, with a monthly audience of only 480 million. Oddly enough, according to the Harvard report, the three major television networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, are all grouped together at 5th, 6th, and 7th. The major point of contention, of course, pits liberal and conservative media against each other, at least in some minds. So, liberal PBS is ranked 14th, and the conservative New York Post 15th. The liberal New York Times is ranked 21st, and the liberal Washington Post 24th. Of course, none of this tells us anything about impact, accuracy, bias, or audience perception. Altogether, Harvard looked at some 200 outlets, so with all the data available, there will undoubtedly be spin and distortion as each side tries to manipulate the information for their own purposes. What the data do tell us is that major media and media hegemony are handy terms to throw around, but that have no real meaning. I'm Larry Burris.